I'm here with Declan Gibney, Island Branch Chair at the IOSH Island Conference 2011 in Kilkenny. Declan, can you just run through some of your highlights of the past couple of days so far?
Thanks, Ruth. The conference celebrations, if you like, started yesterday afternoon. We had a pre-conference meeting and we had a pre-conference meal with the committee speakers and invited guests and some staff members. And that part of our conference programme has become a significant feature of the overall conference insofar as the networking opportunities and the opportunity to speak with speakers, chairs, various other invited guests. So that's been a really, really positive part of the conference this year. So far, as we're speaking, three speakers have presented their papers and all three were of a very, very high calibre as usual. So it's so far so good as far as the conference is concerned this year.
Great, and the Health and Safety Authority's Mary Dorgan praised IOSH and the Island branch for their work in benchmarking standards in Ireland and really just said it was a key organisation for that. Can you just kind of maybe express how much of how important you see that is for the branch?
I think it's essential. I think it's essential not just for the branch but for Irish industry to have that kind of benchmark, and I think as industry develops in difficult times, the issue of competence in the context of value for money, apart from the issue or the context of health and safety, is extremely important. And industry needs professional bodies to demonstrate a level or a benchmark of competence that they don't need to dig deeper and question and worry about. They need to be reassured that the competence is there, and by default, by being a chartered member of IOSH, we can demonstrate that we are competent and capable of providing the services that industry needs. So I think it's hugely beneficial. In actual fact, I can't imagine how industry could exist without that type of benchmark in professional services generally, but obviously in our context, health and safety.
And I suppose that alludes to some of the reasons why the conference today has been focused on competence. But can you just go back to its inception and perhaps detail some of the reasons why you felt that it was such an important issue to focus the conference on?
Well, over the years, conferences, by their nature, a theme is developed and speakers are chosen or asked to speak on that basis. And, you know, when we started looking at this year's conference, the possible themes were discussed and merits were put forward and so on. And I think it was clear from the start that the issue of competence, it's not a new issue, it's not a current issue that will be gone anytime soon, but the opportunity was definitely there to discuss the matter and delve a little bit deeper in the context of the meaning of competence and the value of competence and the various interpretations of the definition of competence. And that's what we're trying to do today with the six speakers we've brought together from quite different backgrounds, quite different angles, but ultimately keeping that thread of competence and defining it or interpreting it throughout the conference.
Do you think that competence, the definition of it and the fact that it's been focused on today, is quite important owing to recent sort of government developments in Ireland with, you know, accusations that maybe health and safety has too much red tape and just really in terms of competence being especially important with tighter budgets for companies? Mm. Do you think that's perhaps a reason behind it as well?
I think it's probably certainly a strong attraction to delegates in choosing to come along today and perhaps as much for non-members of IOSH as members. I'm thinking of employers, of SMEs that might engage consultants who might want to know a little bit more about the whole area of competence and maybe questioning the value for money approach to, you know, ultimately they're paying for these types of services, whether it's an employee or whether it's a consultant. So they need to see in some way how competency can be measured or can be defined. So I think it's again critically important for business leaders that we can do that.
And really briefly, just setting it from here on in, where do you see the Island Conference going? Do you see it growing year on year like it has done so far?
Without doubt, it'll continue to be a major event on the health and safety calendar in Ireland. There's little doubt about that, and it has established itself in that context. We can't and wouldn't wish to change that. What I think is important in future is that we recognise that people are shorter of time than they previously were, and it's more and more difficult to attend a conference, not because of the desire to be there, but because of the physical constraints on time. So I'd like to look at ways in which we can use maybe webinars and audio-based versions of our conference to appeal to or to get to